Hello, happy to join you today. I'm Christopher Phillips, Vice President, Senior Trust Officer at County National Bank Wealth Management. I'm very excited today to kind of flip the tables on Barry and put Barry in the interview chair. Welcome, Barry, and thank you for giving me this opportunity.
You're welcome, Christopher. Thank you.
So, Barry, for people who have just joined the program, tell us a little bit about yourself, your experience in the business, and how long you've been at County National Bank.
Well, I've been with County National Bank 10 years now, starting in 2011 in April. Have quite a diverse background and experience in financial services. I started out in the industry in the early 90s in the insurance, life insurance side of the business, and then quickly went on to the brokerage wirehouse side with Payne Webber, which is now UBS. And was there for 7 years. After that, I went on to, it's PNC now, but it was National City at that time. And I was in the institutional side of the business there with charitable and endowment services. And we did investment management for nonprofit organizations. And then after a stint there, then I went on to Comerica, where I was there almost 10 years. And then I came here to County National Bank.
Wow, that's quite a resume there.
It's full.
Yeah. So you were at PNC, which is a large organization, Comerica, right, which is a large organization. Tell us a little bit about why County National Bank as a local organization is different than those larger organizations.
Yeah, that's a great question, Christopher. I think the biggest part of it is relationships. We are local and in tune with our clients. When I was with the bigger organizations, it was more regionalized or even over several states. So you had 1-800 call centers. It was just not as personal. For what I was doing my last 5 years at Comerica, I was doing a national life insurance trust unit. So that was national. So the nice thing was I got to work with a lot of intermediaries, other professionals, but I was handling accounts across the nation. Well, you don't get face-to-face personal time with your clients in those situations. Here, I do. And so I can take care of clients on a personal basis. We can have face-to-face meetings, although COVID has put a damper on that for a year or so.
Sure.
But we can have lunches. We can have meetings in my office or at their house. So it's much more personal.
And with those lunches and those face-to-face meetings, you get to know what makes the client kind of tick. What's their motivation? Why are these portfolios so important to them? And you can work the portfolio to make sure that you're customizing it to meet their goals.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you do at County National Bank and how you handle your practice. And then we'll talk a little bit about County National Bank Wealth Management and kind of the differences between other firms that they might be seeing out there.
What I do at County National Bank is cover mainly the Jackson market, a little bit into Homer area with that market. But it is one-on-one, taking care of clients, meeting their needs with investment management, planning. And that planning would include investment planning, risk planning when it comes to insurance or the need for mitigating risk. It would cover estate planning, also retirement planning, and then the administration of those accounts or those relationships after the planning portion is done. And sometimes when people come to us, everything is up and running. They've had the planning. It's in good place with their attorney, their CPA, whoever their professional is, but they want to move away from a big bank. They want to move away from maybe from a large organization where they don't have that personal contact. So in order to have that locally, that's what I provide for them.
That's great. That's great. Do you, one of the differences between County National Bank and maybe other firms is that we are able to provide trust administration services.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about your experience with trust administration, how you work with local attorneys, local CPAs, and the client to make sure that their plan, the estate planning piece, is administered after the client's death.
Yeah, that really does set us apart and is unique. Our fiduciary services and our trust administration, our estate administration, and the planning therewith. And so in doing that, I really like to have a holistic approach when I meet with a client. I like to do an intake list where I go through that list with them to make sure we're not missing anything. So maybe they come and we meet, and we're going to talk about retirement planning or an IRA rollover. I go through that list with them to make sure that things are not missed, such as estate planning and fiduciary services with their trusts and their will. And in that process, I work hand in hand with the attorney. So sometimes they don't have an attorney. They don't have anybody who's addressed that at all. So I do some pre-planning for them and go through a questionnaire and also go through some inventory of their assets, because a lot of people really don't know what they have till we list it out. And then at that time, then I'll recommend several good attorneys in our market that can do the drafting of the documents for them, and we'll either coordinate together with a joint meeting, or they will contact them and have a meeting to follow up on their own. But they'll take that questionnaire and they'll take that inventory sheet with them. So a lot of that is already done, and it saves them time and sometimes money with the attorney in that planning process to get those documents. And I got a very good relationship with a number of attorneys in the Jackson market, and we work really well together, and we co-refer business to each other based on needs. And so that really, it's a team approach. And one of my certifications is accredited estate planner. And the whole thing with accredited estate planner is a commitment to the team approach, working with other professionals to kind of collaborate as a team.
That collaboration is so important, because if the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, your plan can get in trouble and then doesn't work out the way that the client wanted or any of the parties wanted.
Right.
The beneficiaries may be harmed in that way. So it's good that you're able to work side by side with the attorney and the CPA. I want to go back to a couple things that you said during that answer, is that you used the word fiduciary. County National Bank is a fiduciary to its clients. Can you tell us why that's important, why the listener should want to know more about our role as a fiduciary to them, and how that sets us apart from other retail investment firms that you may see out there?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because so many of the providers that are out there work on the suitability standard. And even when they do managed money, for instance, when we talk about managed money, not transactional business, but working on a fee with discretion to manage the portfolio, even those providers will work on a suitability basis with products and services that they have. And suitability simply means that the investment, the product, the service is suitable. It'll meet your needs, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's in your absolute best interest. It's on the same side of the table, putting your interests first. And so we, as a fiduciary, what that means is that we put the client's interests ahead of our interests as a provider, as a professional, as an institution. If there are three products or three services, if you will, that will suit the client's needs, our commitment is to provide the one, or recommend the one, that is going to be the best value, have the longest experience, maybe if it's a mutual fund with the tenure with their management, the team. It really is putting ourselves on the same side of the table as our client, and not having it in a role where, you know, I'll recommend this to you because it's suitable, but this one pays me more, so I'm going to recommend this one instead.
So that's the suitability. And on the fiduciary side, simply we are looking what is the best for the client.
Absolutely.
I heard recently heard an analogy of the fiduciary is that if you walk into a Ford dealership and you talk to a Ford salesperson and you describe the car that you want, and the salesperson realizes that a Ford Expedition would be suitable for you, what you're saying. However, what you described is a Toyota Highlander.
Mm.
A fiduciary has to say, we don't sell the Toyota Highlander. You need to go to a Toyota dealership.
Right.
So really, I thought that analogy was good, because it really sets apart the differences between a Citadel. The Ford Expedition will definitely meet your needs. It's a very nice car. Right. It will get you where you need to go in a comfortable way. But what you've described to me is a Toyota Highlander. And as a fiduciary, I want to get you into what you've described to me as your need. And that's the Toyota Highlander.
So, that's a good analogy. I like that.
That's good. That's good. So when you go through this, the planning with your client and you inventory everything, and I've been in your shoes before where clients are really kind of surprised to learn, you know, how much wealth they actually have in totality. You know, it must give them some sort of confidence and comfort that they've got a plan in place. So can you talk about kind of the things that you do for clients that besides investment management portfolio, what kind of other things come from that? What comes out of that planning process for the client?
Sure. Just as an example, often we've got people who have tangible personal property, and that's one of the things that gets overlooked a lot in their planning. And it's what I've discovered or I've observed is sometimes that causes arguments, tension between family members upon their passing. And so you got things like grandfather clocks and antiques, and you've got a gun collection or coin collection, whatever it is that's unique. Often those are overlooked. And if you don't think about that ahead of time, sometimes there's going to be disagreement and who gets that. And a lot of things in the estate are going to be liquidated, and just the money will be passed on and split up. But the unique things is not that easy. So when I go through that and we go through that tangible personal property and collectibles, that usually takes us into other conversations about the family, about interests. And so as far as what else does that lead into, I like to have a personal approach, such as if we have documents to sign, if possible, I like to run out to their business or to their home and have those documents signed, as opposed to just putting it in the mail or dropping it off. Some of that, as we mentioned before, has been mitigated because of COVID. But as far as a personal service, that's very big for me. I want to take care of my clients. And just the feedback, bringing in team members and that service approach that I get from my clients. You know, I'm thinking of one who actually lives out of state, used to be from the Jackson area, but lives out of state. And I brought together our own team internally, and we have a number of our staff servicing this person. But they were really, really pleased with just the level of time and care that I and the team give them, and so much so that they sent cookies and sent a nice email, and it's those type of responses that you, and the feedback that you know you're doing good for your clients, you're taking care of them, and that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, the cookies were good.
Yes.
You know, we talked about investment management, but we also provide financial planning and help people get ready for retirement.
Right.
So can you talk about at what age should you start thinking about sort of retirement, and how many years in advance of retirement should you start developing a plan, those sorts of things, so that, you know, listeners out there could get an idea of if they're on track, what they need to do next? Because I think sometimes it seems like an overwhelming concept that you're going to retire in 10 years or 5 years or, in my case, about 15 years. So when do you think that people should start actively kind of managing that process and get help from professionals like you to help them along the way?
I encourage people to start as early, as young as possible. When you start into your career, start setting aside money into a nest egg, especially if it's your employer-sponsored retirement plan, like a 401k plan, simple plan, or the like, because you have time on your side. I was fortunate enough to start early. I worked with a company that had a 401k plan early on and just kept adding to that that nest egg over the years. And starting young is key, and then along the way to incorporate a financial professional, a retirement planning or financial planning professional, to help you, to guide you, and to set some goals and to make sure that you're on track with regular reviews to make sure that you're on track to reaching those goals. And then as you progress through your years, through your decades, and you see that you're on track, you're hitting your goal, or you need to make corrective action in the amount of money that you're saving or bumping up your rate of return, all those are key, and reviewing them on a regular basis. And I always remind people that there's several variables with this. The rate of return that you're getting, the amount of money that you're saving each month or year, and the time frame. And so as you get older, your time frame is going to get shorter, and you're focusing also not just on your nest egg, but also focusing on your income stream at retirement. And unfortunately, with the move from pension plans to self-directed plans like 401k plans, people have been focusing on the size of their nest egg. So whether it's $50,000, $200,000, or $1 million, what does that really translate into if you're going to retire? Your retirement goal is age 60 or 65. Whatever that goal is, how can we look ahead, see what income stream you're going to need on a monthly or yearly basis, and then back into that to build that nest egg and to grow it to the point, that the size that you need it to produce that income stream.
Great. So just a couple things I'll just summarize what you had said is that, one, you know, start early.
Yep.
Meet with a professional like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Create a plan,
mm-hmm.
and then stay true to the plan. That's kind of the disciplined approach,
right?
That we as County National Bank try to guide our prospects and clients through, right. So that they can get to the end. And we like to say that we help people plan, prepare, and prosper. And that prosper part is you know, when we visualize that, it's, you know, enjoying retirement, kind of carefree, having a good control of their finances, and being secure that their money is going to outlast them.
Yeah, well said.
Good, good. Well, Barry, I think we're running short on time, so we certainly appreciate your time. If someone has additional questions for you, how can they reach out to you?
They can reach me at phone number 517-768-0043 or by email at barry.malik@cnbb.bank.
Thank you so much, Barry, for your time today. Look forward to more conversations.
Thank you, Christopher.